robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Tuesday, November 25th edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. After last week's debate, MERS News Service spoke with Bonnie Zabel, 50-year-old second chair of the Roscommon Republican Party. Professionally, Zabel owns a small estate sales business, works with special education programs in four northern Michigan counties. Zabel said she liked Leonard because she dealt with him in the past. She appreciates how he takes the time to sit down and listen and wants to do what's right by the people. She explained that her activism in the last 5 years is linked to her son, who's in prison. Her son was 16 years old when he was arrested. And Zabel said she didn't even know he was in custody and even being questioned by the police. She said the Traverse City debate was her first time hearing from Anthony Hudson. She thinks he'd be a better legislative candidate than a candidate for governor. She also liked Carla Wagner's message, which was centered on providing immediate financial relief through eliminating property taxes. Well, in the November 17th MERS Monday podcast, former state senator Rick Jones, a Grand Ledge Republican who served in the Senate from 2011 through 2019, described read the word before you're reading the next six. Would you slow down? Described advising interested gubernatorial candidates to have $300,000 available to pay for a signature gathering. $300,000? Carla Wagner's going to do it with volunteers just to show that she can get on the ballot and be allowed to debate with grassroots people. Now, Jones, somewhat of a rhino Republican, we had to drag him to vote for right to work in 2012. I had one person ask me if he should run for governor. My answer, you got $300,000? Because that's probably what you're going to have to pay a firm to go out and gather your signatures. What? $300,000? You got to be kidding me. This guy has no clue on grassroots or volunteers whatsoever. Because what he's basically saying, folks, if you don't have $300,000, you can't afford to be on the ballot. He wants you to pay $10 a signature because you're only allowed to turn in $30,000. That's the maximum number you can turn in. With $300,000, that's $10 a signature. Are you kidding me? It would almost be impossible to run for governor with just volunteers. I've seen a lot of ballot initiatives go down because of it. Jones said he's made the reasonable decision that the best candidate to support at this point is Nesbitt, describing him as a hardworking farm boy who grew up with no air conditioning. Now, the polling that they do right now means nothing. If you remember back in 2010, we had Rick Snyder running. He began the campaign polling at just 1%. And he overwhelmingly got elected. I think Eric is doing well in raising money and getting his message out. He has almost exactly the same amount of money in his campaign as Congressman John James has. I think he's the one to support. You see, let me stop you right here, folks. To run a campaign, yes, absolutely, statewide race to be governor does take a lot of money. Without a doubt, you're going to have to raise and spend a lot of money to win a primary. But this year is interesting because we have a candidate, Carla Wagner, who's running on an idea: eliminate property taxes in the state of Michigan. Pastor Ralph Rebant spoke to Carla and is also running on it. He doesn't understand it as well as Carla does. Why? She wrote it. If you get a petition sheet, the front sheet is the signatures. The backside of that sheet, along with a whole nother sheet, front and back, has all of the language that would amend our state's constitution. Carla Wagner wrote that with her attorney. She understands it better than anybody. But Ralph Rebant, the pastor of a church for, I believe, over 30-some years, he's running on it as well. Now, I've got a question for you. Does it matter how much money John James has raised? Are you going to vote for him? Does it matter how much money Eric Nesbitt has raised? Former state rep, now former state senator, wanting another promotion, running for governor. Are you going to vote for him? Neither one of them, by the way, support eliminating property taxes in the state of Michigan. I'm not even sure either one of them even support eliminating income tax, which is an easy lift, by the way. Well, the bottom line is we have a candidate and a second one, actually, Pastor Ralph Rebant, running on eliminating property taxes. If you heard that message, whether or not a friend told you about it, whether or not you heard a radio ad, whether or not you heard a TV or saw a TV ad, if you found out a person was going to eliminate your property taxes for not only you, but everybody in the state of Michigan, would that cause you to want to vote for him in the August Republican primary? I believe it does. I think this issue is so big and so potentially changing our state permanently and forever, I think they could possibly win the primary. I'm not saying they could necessarily win the general, but they could very well win with a lot less money just on this idea alone. That's why the other candidates are fighting it so much. They don't want to do it because they're afraid of what it would do in the establishment folks, the swamp, basically, of Lansing. Special interest groups, lobbying groups. All that goes away when the budget gets cut by at least 20%. Why? There's no money for it. You might be a special interest group and you want a bill passed that is specific to your organization that you're lobbying for. Guess what? We can't afford it. After my tax cut gets implemented, we don't have the money. The budget's way down. We don't have the money. Why? Because the money they do get goes back to the counties. This plan is actually genius. When your local county would get more money than it's currently getting from Lansing to pay for schools, roads, bridges, police, and fire departments, why would we ever go back to paying property taxes? This is an idea that is so monumentally huge that it could actually help Carla Wagner and or Ralph Rebant win the Republican primary versus the Goliath fundraising that's being done by John James and Eric Nesbitt. Honestly, if either one of them, Nesbitt and or John James, would get on board with eliminating property taxes, it would be game over. With their money, their messaging, elect me to be the next governor and we will eliminate property taxes. How could a governor do it? Very simple. Instruct the Republican majority House and the Republican majority Senate starting January 1st of 2027 to put it on the ballot for the presidential election of 2028. Make it a legislative referendum, not a signature gathering petition drive, ballot initiative. Make it a legislative referendum that they put it on the ballot. A new governor is going to swear in and take office January 1st, 2027. If he made that or she made that their top priority, let's say Carla Wagner fails in collecting enough signatures, but she gets on the ballot to run for governor and gets elected. What do you think Carla Wagner's number one top priority is going to be on January 1st, 2027? Legislative referendum. We're eliminating property taxes. I ran on it. I got elected. We're doing it, boys and girls. Put it on the ballot for the people in the largest presidential election ever of 2028. 2028's presidential election will be bigger than November 5th of 2024 on both sides. Final segment of today's show. We'll wrap this up on the other side. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizen's ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Again, I want to thank Tom and Karen Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, Jim Proctor in Sheboygan, Officer Rick, Phyllis, so many others, too numerous to announce on this show, basically donating to us so we could purchase this new equipment to get it installed here in the home studio. Got me back on the air. Couldn't have done it without you guys. Thank you. But again, that 2 weeks off, which was the longest period that I've been off the air since 2022. Remember when we had Izzy Lyman come in, and while Vicky and I were on a summer vacation out west, did the show for us. We were gone basically, I think it was about 4 weeks. This last 2 weeks was brutal because there were so many stories happening in Lansing, so many things happening that I wanted to be able to share with you guys, but did not have this microphone. Well, we're back. We're getting some new sponsors. We got some things happening. We are continuing to fight our lawsuit defending my First Amendment rights to be able to be on this microphone. If you want to help support us in that effort, text me legal and I'll send you the link. You can read the story. You can see the information. You can mail a business check, a personal check, money order, whatever, to our P.O. Box down in Elk Rapids, Michigan, P.O. Box 650, Elk Rapids, Michigan, 49629. That information is on the Give, Send, Go, or you can use the Give, Send, Go as a way to donate online. All the money raised there is going in a separate fund notation to pay our attorney. We're fighting the good fight, but we need your help to pay the attorney to cover our legal expenses. But one thing that this 2 weeks sabbatical of being off the radio has made me realize, we're a radio family. You guys are loyal to this show. You're loyal to our efforts. And you respond by supporting our sponsors and by helping us whenever we ask for it. Thank you. I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for telling others to listen to the show, telling them about the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, the podcast, Listen on Demand. A lot of people work 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, can't listen to this show. Tell them to go to the website and click on podcasts. They can listen on demand anytime they want. Every half hour is listed there under podcasts. Click on it and listen. We can only do this, folks, if you guys share the information. Be a storyteller. Tell them what your story's been as far as learning about the show, listening to the show, telling other people about it. If we continue to do this, we can have a major impact in next year's election, making sure we get the right governor, make sure we get the right attorney general, the right secretary of state, the right U.S. senator. Elect the right people to represent us in Washington, as well as our state senators and our state reps. They're all on the ballot next year. Hopefully, God willing, we get enough signatures to put the Axe My Tax ballot initiative on the ballot. We get the right candidate for governor that can truly fix this state. We will have done our job. I'm just the person that gives the information. It's up to you as to what you do with it. If you agree with it, we will hopefully get our issues, our policies on the ballot and convince enough people to vote for it. If we don't, we fail. We live and learn. It's not over. And we will continue to fight the good fight. That's what it's all about. Never, ever give up. And again, you can be a part of it. I'm taking petition sheets to Thanksgiving dinner down in Oakland County. During halftime of the Lions football game, I'm going to ask everybody there to give me a couple of minutes to explain something to them that we are involved in. And I am going to give out sheets to people down in Oakland County. Some of them may be offended by it. I doubt it, because it's nonpartisan. Go to axmytax.org or text me. Thank you so much for helping us to get back on the air. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers.